Hello everybody, this is Terry Laundry. We're beginning our T30 observations for May 23rd, 2010. And I've been working on a project summarizing the outlook, and so I will start off with this introduction as just sort of reading that over. It's titled Entering a New Bear Market. During May 2010, the equity markets entered a new bear market that is expected to last some 17 months at a minimum. This is the historical average for all bear markets since 1929, and perhaps for some 3 years, the longest historical bear market of the modern period. In my T-theory observations for May 9th, which you can read below, I presented the 40-year cycle details as best can be deduced at this time, and concluded that the smallish number 13 advanced decline T that had been lifting the market out of the 2008 decline will fail as a normal consequence of its limited time duration. The next important low could be expected in the 2013 or 2016 time period. This is my best estimate. I am taking the 3-year decline estimate only because the history does not show a 6-year continuous bear market trend except in the 1835s area. Nevertheless, the next decade will find the U.S. in a depression environment comparable to the 1930s or the 1830s. As I have noted in prior observations, the overall picture will be seen as deflationary, which can be characterized as an environment of collapsing debt in a zero or contracting growth environment. This will produce an economic strain on individuals who find work opportunities and growth prospects that are too low to support their present lifestyle. It will bring more pressure on municipalities that cannot finance the expected government minimum services, ultimately spreading to weaker governments whose economy can no longer support their debt loads at current interest rates. The recognition of these problems, the severity and difficulty of finding a solution, will continue to produce a lack of confidence, which in turn will cause consumers to cut back on spending. Consumers and institutions will try to find a way to earn an income from their savings, which now have a limited ability to grow. The consequences will be the deflationary downward spiral, which once started is extremely difficult to halt by governments that are already so deeply in debt their safety ratings are in jeopardy. The historical consequences will be the predictable search for high-quality bonds that can provide a reasonable rate of return with very high safety. Lower quality bonds will suffer price erosion such that their total return will become negative, so they are not suitable investments for the upcoming financial environment. At the end of the long bear market, we will find out that low quality bonds stated yields in the 10 to 15% range, perhaps even higher, due to fears of default, like we saw at the last bear market low. Only at the end of the bear market will a big opportunity to capital gains once again materialize in this low-quality bond sector. The difficulties in navigating such a severe bear market are overwhelming. Bear markets have the common behavior looking like normal profit-taking, with growth profits still good amid optimism that any obvious problems at the time will be manageable. As they evolve to a more serious degree, they are historically likely to end in panic. Generally, the greatest damage, therefore, occurs at the end of the decline. In technical terms, the evolution of the decline is much like that of a bouncing ball down a flight of stairs. Each drop is ended by a partial recovery, but one which never fully recovers the loss, so investors are caught with an initial loss and are reluctant to sell. The next fall produces a greater loss, but again, in a primary downtrend, the next bounce never recovers the prior loss, and so many become locked in to the full destructive effect of the bear market, which collapses at the end. The biggest unsuspected surprise is that near the end of the decline, the bouncing ball is discovered to be a bomb with very destructive power and vast unrecognized consequences for the unforeseeable future. These unforeseen consequences can last for a decade or more and can weaken the long-term prospects for equities to such a great degree that even simple-minded investors will not be interested in putting their hard-earned savings into sinking prospects where they are likely to be left holding the bag with big losses after all the professionals have long since left the game. A few examples will illustrate why I don't think anyone has recognized the ultimate risk which will develop by the end of this bear market. The 2000 to 2003 bear market was correctly thought to be a correction to the dot-com speculation initially, but in its later stages saw the surprise of terrorists easily penetrating U.S. national defenses to take down the Twin Towers. Bad as that was for that particular time period, the unexpected legacy effect was to double the U.S. defense budget for the next decade, putting new financial strains on U.S. spending. It also led to the opening of the Afghan War as a major long-term financial commitment. Now we find us bogged down by a war that is turning into a long-term stalemate that will continue to drain the Treasury long after that bear market ended. Another comparable example comes from the last bear market. It started on a note of an isolated Bear Stearns problem, but wound up with a crisis in the whole banking system, a crisis in the safety of money market funds, and the collapse of Goldman Sachs as an independent investment bank and as the strongest and most prestigious financial institution. Bad as this was, the accepted promise of perpetual real estate investment growth was and its inevitability was crushed. Now the legacy of that bear market is that inevitability of both equity and real estate long-term growth is suspect for the future. Again, we see a completed bear market as leaving us with a permanent, serious new dilemma and with new prospects for ever-increasing deficits as far as the eye can see. In a like manner, the new bear market will have its own surprises and unanticipated consequences downstream, even after it's ended. But the ultimate danger will likely be the collateral damage effects that will downgrade the consensus view of future prospects. This in turn will lower the perceived value of stocks, which in the unusual extreme will see values for them only a small multiple of their book value, not the current growth prospects that will come at odds to the new realities that will arrive as a consequence. Quality bonds, long-term strong general obligation bonds and gold become the safe havens for the next decade. So that's the end of my project, and we'll get on to the details in the next statement. But somebody asked me a question, which was, when do you think the bear market will be over? And the answer is by the year 2013. And as far as the consequences are concerned, the prospects are very dim. And it's going to be very, very difficult to navigate this and come out with a whole in a whole financial sense, because the problems will just become so great and the problems will be so lasting that you'll be faced with a very serious problem to come. So that ends my introduction. Now we'll get on to the next phase where we start doing some of the detail work.